For many Brits, Slovakia means Bratislava, either to soak up the atmosphere of the beautiful old town or as a stepping stone to nearby Vienna. But Slovakia has much, much more to offer. And chief among the country's other must-see attractions is Košice. Maria Kotuva is one of the city's tourist guides.
The oldest excavations show the history 35 to 40,000 years ago, but the city itself as a medieval fortified city started to be built at the end of the 13th century after the Tatars' invasions. Košice is international city. We have 11 religions here. And this is the center of culture, center of sport, a center of education. We have four universities. And Košice is full of young people because average of our inhabitants, age average is about 35 years. So I think that now it is very attractive for people from all over the world. And they come and enjoy how beautiful city we have here in the eastern part of Slovakia.
One of the things that's interesting about the city is the fact that really it's all on this kilometre-long central street. There's lots of different architecture from lots of different eras when you walk down that main street.
In this very small, concentrated area, you can see beautiful churches of different religions. First of all, St. Elizabeth Cathedral, that is Gothic jewel, built in 1380 and it lasted 100 years to build it. And of course, it is not the oldest one, because the oldest one was a Dominican church that was built even earlier, but unfortunately it was destroyed by the big fire. So due to many disasters that were here in the city, there were big fires in 16th century, 17th century, also gales and storms, and they ruined the existing buildings, and they were rebuilt, repaired on the same spot. They were built new buildings. So those people wanted to save bricks, so they used part of the original medieval fortifications, wall like part of their houses. So you are right that is real mixture of all architectural styles.
The city also has a very famous author. Tell me a little bit more about him.
Yes, the author you have mentioned is called Sándor Márai. We are very proud of him. And his life was very adventurous and very interesting. If we talk about his work, he wrote more than 46 pieces. He wrote plays, he wrote novels. His most famous piece is called Embers. The English translation is Candles Burn to the Stump. It was also played in London in 2006. And he depicted atmosphere of his childhood, the years he spent in Košice, when Košice was full of different nationalities, religions, and he depicted this atmosphere. He was also the first author who wrote reviews of Kafka's works. So we have a square named after this author, and we have also a beautiful sculpture where he is sitting in contemplation, and there is empty chair opposite him. Everybody can sit and contemplate with Sándor Márai.
One of the beautiful places to sit in the summer is by the Singing Fountain.
Yes, the Singing Fountain is it has 750 jets, and there's always some kind of music, and music is accompanied by jets of the water. That is very nice and relaxing. People like going there, children are playing in water, people are just feeding pigeons, atmosphere is incredible, and this is the meeting point of Košice, so this is the Singing Fountain.
And finally, very briefly, what's your favorite place and why?
Oh, it's a very difficult question. You surprised me now. But because I used to teach at School of Applied Arts and I like visual arts and I like music, so I must say that I also like going for concerts, let's say, to Kulturpark, to Tabačka, and I like also some unusual visual visual art in the streets. And we have organized a so-called Blue Night, Night of the Lights. This is a very nice event in the streets of the city. And also I like the street performances where people are connected and they get involved and they can contribute. They create something, children are drawing, you are building something from some blocks, anything, you are creating something. So I like these performances very much. And I must say that there's always something happening in the streets of the city. So this is what I like about Košice.
That's Maria Kotiva, a city guide from Košice in Slovakia.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.